So we're back on the road again. We're on our way to Waterford. We're going to Lismore Castle, the most beautiful castle in the land. I'm having a chat with Chloe and Mia. You're 10 and 7. You've been in a camper van all week travelling around Ireland. How's it been?
It's nice. It's a bit cold at the night, so it's bumpy on the road.
It's kind of like a house on wheels because there's a toilet, there's a kitchen, and there's a fridge too.
And can you sleep well in it?
Kind of.
My name is Dara Keeney, and we have just finished or coming to the end of our first camper van holiday. Well, we're complete novices, there's no doubt about it. You kind of learn on the job on a holiday like this. We didn't pack everything we needed, but we survived, we managed. We had some sleepless nights, but it was still a lot of fun from start to finish. It was like an adventure. And we headed south and to stay in Dunmore East, in Waterford. The beauty of having one of these is you can head off and leave the campsite and you come back later in the day and your pitch is still available to you. So,
would you buy one?
Would I buy one? This one costs €75,000 retail, so no is the answer.
Would you rent one again?
Yes, I would definitely rent one again. We loved it. It's great having the luxury, and being spontaneous on a holiday is so different. Like, and you're obviously, it's set up like a hotel inside almost, because you've got beds and you've got a kitchenette and a shower and a bathroom and a huge fridge. It's got everything you need, but you can move around on it. So when you're heading off for the day, you don't need to pack up for the day because you're bringing everything with you. Within a couple of miles, you get used to the extra height, and being able to drive it is very easy.
Would you recommend it?
Oh my God, absolutely. Certainly at the moment, we still had a few doubts about staying in a hotel for some reason. I know hotels are well equipped and safe and sanitized and they're ready for COVID times, but we just wanted to be in the outdoors. We wanted to try something new. We were heading off on a holiday. We had already earmarked a time off, taking the kids out of school, but we just thought, let's head off in a camper van and do something a bit different.
So I've just pulled up here in Lismore Castle in Waterford, and I'm going to get a tour of this absolutely stunning, stunning historical site. I'm going to meet the gardener and the butler. I've parked my camper van just beside the fishing lodge, looking over the Blackwater. It really is spectacular.
My name is Helen Courtney. I'm the general manager here at Lismore Castle and Estates in Lismore. Lismore Castle is a home. It's the home of the Duke and Duchess of Devonshire and their family. And they come here many times during the year to visit. Yeah, it is very much a home and definitely not a museum.
And you can stay here, can't you, if you want to? A group of 16 can book.
Absolutely. We are open to bookings, and particularly this year, we hope that we will get some Irish bookings. The castle is let on an exclusive basis, and we accommodate parties of 16 up to about 30.
We're inside the house now. We're walking through the hallways. We've looked at the dining room and the butler's pantry, and I've noticed you've got some Farro and Ball, perhaps the best paint. Constant maintenance.
We have a team here of 6 maintenance men that work here throughout the year, and because of COVID we have taken the opportunity to do a lot of maintenance and painting work.
I'm Dennis Nevin. Welcome to Lismore Castle. I've been working here since 1977, and I've been butler here since 1981. You know, it's wonderful to welcome back old friends all the time, because we know them so well, and they know us as well, you know.
And being a butler now in 2021, that's 40 years. This is your 40th anniversary.
It is indeed, yes, yeah, and it's passed very, very quickly. I can't believe how fast it's gone. But it's a very, very enjoyable job. Sometimes there's little bits of pressure with it, but on the whole, I enjoy it very much. And I love the challenge of meeting so many new guests who come to visit us here, and to catering for all their needs.
If I was a butler, and let's say there were some Americans there, is my job to keep them happy?
Well, you know, if there was Americans sitting there reading a book, they're obviously enjoying themselves. So unless that they ask for something extra, like a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, whatever, you leave them to the peace, you know, that, because it is their home for the week. But certainly people, you know, come and ask questions. Some people are very, very interested in the history of the place, and we try and accommodate them in that regard. I've seen groups come here with an itinerary that's, as long as a week, wanting to head off to Killarney and Bantry and all those places, But sometimes their itinerary is a bit too full. And sometimes what they decide is, when they're here a couple of days, that all they want to do is sit back and relax by an open fire, even though it is summertime. The fire is lighting here, you know.
It's absolutely massive.
Yeah, it gives an extra sort of an ambience to the place, you know. And people like to sit back, relax and enjoy themselves. They'd bring with them some jigsaw puzzles and that, you know. And one of these groups that had just come to mind there is a group that had been coming here for over 35 years.
My name's Darren Tops. I'm the head gardener here at Lismore Castle Gardens in West Waterford. I've been here about 8 years now. The garden's about 10 acres in all. We've recently opened a new part of the garden, the relic. So there's an extra 3 acres that we added onto the wool garden area, which is about 7 acres. That's divided into two quite separate gardens. You've got the upper garden, which we're in now, which is the much older of the two gardens. So this was created around Richard Boyle's time, so in the 1600s. Is kind of formal in layout and is dedicated to, or was dedicated to production, which it pretty much still is now. Everything we grow, so we've got a lot of production beds, we've got an area of orchard, and we try and integrate a lot of productive plants even within the ornamental areas as well. So it's still kind of true to the history of what this garden was utilised for. And all the produce we create is sent to the castle kitchen. And it's just such a wonderful and romantic setting. That's what struck me when I first saw it anyway. It was the, you know, the backdrop of the castle and the history of the gardens. It was very appealing.
And you just fall in love with it.
You do, and it's so varied here, even within just the 10 acres. You've got the lower garden, which was laid out by Paxton in sort of the 1850 times, when the sixth Duke was doing the renovations on the castle. We used a lot of wildflowers in our displays as well. So we've got wildflower meadows around the place, vegetable production. And you've got south-facing walls to grow things up. You've got north-facing walls to grow. So we've got the glass house, which is currently being renovated as well. So it's just the variety of types of horticulture that we've got in the garden that make it interesting.
I can smell beautiful, beautiful flowers. I mean, the smell is overpowering, isn't it?
The scent in the garden is amazing, especially at this time of the year. I mean, the roses are coming into full bloom now. So just behind you there, we've got two really lovely roses. There's one called James Galway, and the other is Generous Gardener. And prolific flowers, wonderful scent, and do particularly well on the pergola where we're sat at the moment. Yeah.
On your tie, there's a snake. That is the crest, isn't it? Tell us about that. It's also on the castle in various places.
Yeah, the snake is the crest that the Cavendish family chose when they were granted dukedom over 300 years ago. It ties in with their family motto, Cavendo Tutus, which means secure by caution. The serpent was a medieval symbol of security. It's been difficult during the pandemic. It certainly has. We're fortunate enough to have a good maintenance team here, and we've taken advantage of it. Sort of every cloud has a silver lining. And now the interior of the castle is in pristine shape and ready for our next group of Americans. This house, wonderful house that it is, takes on a whole new persona when we have guests living in it.
And it does feel lived in. I've toured Windsor Castle, but this feels really lived in. The family obviously aren't over from England because of the pandemic, but they would come 4 or 5 times a year.
The thing about Lismore Castle, you're quite right, Henry, in saying that this place is not a hotel. This place is a home, and people who come here take it as their home, and it works very, very well. Usually you get grandparents who come along and take the house and bring all their extended family with them. And what a joy it is to see them, you know, running around the place as if it was their own.
When we take High Clare Castle, where they filmed Downton Abbey, I remember an American walking into a bedroom and said, "That's where Lady Mary slept with the Turk." Getting confused with reality and fiction.
There was a group of American guests came to stay here. There was about 13 in the group. We never mention whether we have a ghost or whether we don't have a ghost.
But so you have a ghost?
Well, we leave that up to you, Henry. If you see him or her, let us know. Some groups have a fascination with that. We had one group in particular who came here. So they were playing a murder mystery game. The host himself had sort of given me forewarning that they were going to play it on a certain night. But on this particular night, the 13 of them sitting around the table in the dining room, the host had asked me in advance to produce a ghost for them. Or a haunting or something, but we arranged it all right, and we arranged it to such a high degree that we frightened a couple of the ladies enough that they were thinking of moving up to the hotel here in Lismore. So at the end of the night, we had to bring our ghost in, and he wandered around the table.
I can feel that. I can feel these landed gentry, these aristocrats, paintings on the wall, looking down upon me. I mean, even this chat, you can feel their presence.
I mean, there's a great history here, Henry, and the history dates back to 1185, the very first building of a castle here, and right through to all those people like Sir Walter Raleigh, Richard Boyle, Robert Boyle, the famous scientist, born here at Lismore Castle, lived here, you know, up to the age of 8. A succession of the Boyles then, and the Devonshires marrying into the family in 1748. So we've had Dukes of Devonshires and Duchesses come here. We've had Lady Bird Johnson, you know, the President's wife. She came and stayed here for a week. And we had Prince Charles for the present Duke, 60th. Yeah, he stayed here for 3 days and enjoyed himself immensely, himself and Camilla. Went to church as well here in Lismore. So, yeah, we had President Michael D. Higgins down a number of years ago for the opening of the opera. There's a wonderful opera. It takes place every year up in the old stable yards, and it's a wonderful location for it.
Has anyone ever broken any priceless antiques or trashed the place?
Like I say, butler never tells.